Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
When we talk about the attributes of God, the question that's often asked is, what are the communicable and incommunicable attributes of God? Now, I do not classify the attributes of God in this way. I classify them as attributes of deity, which are those that would be incommunicable. Those that are communicable, we would define, at least I would, as attributes of morality and attributes of personality. And so there are some different ways to clarify these things. However, when we talk about the attributes of God, those that are communicable are those that man, as well as maybe even angels, also have. So you could think of these attributes as things like intelligence or emotions, love, things like this, that not only does God have, but man has as well. Those attributes that are incommunicable are attributes that God alone has. Now, in my classification, this would be attributes of deity. Those attributes that God alone has and no one else. In other words, things like omniscience, omnipotence, omnipotence, things that define God as God. In other words, if you have these attributes, you would be God. And only God has these attributes. So when we look at these are the differences between God and everyone else.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.